Good morning. Welcome to Global Time with Jesus Christ. Thank you for joining us on this wonderful day. It's Monday morning, January 27th, 2014. I trust that you had a wonderful, wonderful time of worship on this weekend. I know we did. And my heart's filled with joy. I look forward to these moments. And we just know that God is with us. And that's quite important. God is with you as well. Well, our program is a global prayer cast dedicated to interceding for the fulfillment of God's purposes concerning the nations and the earth. And I'm your host, Aubrey L. Gregory, and I consider that a great privilege. And if you're wondering how I'm doing, I'm awesomely favored, divinely powered, and blessed. That's exactly how I feel right now. Well, we've come through 21 days of humility and brokenness before the Lord. We just completed on Saturday evening a 21-day fast and consecration. And our fast was, and our consecration was dedicated to war. We were consecrating for war. How many know that we're at war? Absolutely at war. And I will share something with you that I thought was really confirming and affirming. But first, let me exhort us just for a moment, because I believe it's of extreme importance. When you experience the victory, such as we have after coming through 21 days of humility and brokenness, consecrating ourselves for that and during that period of time so that we can go forward into His full will. After coming through a victory like that, it is not unusual to experience a violent pushback from the devil. Again, because we are at war. Satan is warring against God and the saints. That's not future, that's right now. And after you've won a powerful victory, you have to be on the alert for the pushback. And the pushback often is violent. The picture comes to me of when I was a child attending school, and we watched fights break out. You know, one kid would push the other one in the chest, you know, push that person backward, the other one would push back and then push back. The next thing you know, there's a fight, a serious rumble-tumble fight. Began with a pushback, you know, a push and a pushback. The enemy pushes back. He's at war against you, against us. And so it's not unusual to see him utilize that strategy. And like I said earlier, often it's a violent pushback, meaning a pushback designed to destroy, designed to inflict injury or wound, if you will. So we must be aware of that. So we've just come through a wonderful time of consecrating and dedicating ourselves to the Lord, renewing our relationship with Him, refreshing it, furthering it. And now you can expect a pushback. So we have to be careful. Now, what does Paul say? Paul said, therefore, put on God's complete armor. That's Ephesians 6:13. And I'm reading from the Amplified Version. He says, therefore, put on God's complete armor, that you may be able to resist and stand your ground on the evil day of danger, and having done all, the crisis demands to stand firmly in your place. I believe that's a word for this morning. Let us read that again for emphasis. Therefore, put on God's complete armor, that you may be able to resist and stand your ground on the evil day of danger, and having done all, the crisis demands to stand firmly in your place. That's a word for me. That's a word for us. It's a word for you. Right from the Word of God for this day, Ephesians 6:13. Please make a note of that. And I just read it in the Amplified Version so that we can get the maximum juice and clarity out of it. Now, in the verse before that one, verse 12, still in the chapter 6 of Ephesians, Paul exhorted us this way. He said, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Now, what the word wrestle is, it looms large in that verse. And we're not to slide over it casually. It's important. What does wrestling mean? Well, wrestling means full combat. It also means close combat. You can't wrestle with someone from across the ocean, you know. You have to be close to them to wrestle with them. And it's full combat. Each opponent is utilizing the maximum amount of leverage and energy that they can summon for that occasion. So wrestling is close combat and full combat. That's what Paul is explaining to us. The other thing that we discover when we look at the meaning of the word from the root language, which is in the Greek, the word palo is the word rootless in the Greek. Palo. And here's what it means. It means to vibrate, to shake. To vibrate, to shake. And so what we must do against the principalities, against the powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places, we must vibrate them and shake them with the idea of toppling them. That's a mouthful right there. I trust you're taking notes, so that you can follow up on that for yourself and let the Holy Spirit give you more insight. Now, what I've just described is truth from the Word of God. However, truth must be illuminated. There's light needed to illuminate the truth, so that we then have revelation. So you must ask God for revelation on what we've just discussed. Revelation is light applied to the truth that then illuminates the truth so that we have full understanding. So we see elsewhere, Paul in the book of Ephesians, I believe it's chapter 1, praying for the Ephesian church that they would receive the spirit of wisdom and revelation. So I ask that the spirit of wisdom and revelation would come upon us as we are now on the other side of this 21 days of consecration and fasting, that the spirit of wisdom and revelation would be upon us powerfully. Once again, welcome and thank you for joining us. Our switchboard is just quite populated with warriors. That's what I call you, warriors. That's who you are. You are a warrior. We're having war talk here. So I'm excited about what God is doing and is about to do. It is awesome. So Paul said, having done all that situations and crisis demands, stand, 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 and we stand humbly before our God. Let us go to prayer. God bless you on today. May God quicken you in a special way. Quicken you in a special way on this day. Let us pray. Father, we come before you. We come to you. We embrace you today because you are our Father. We know that you want us. You welcome us. So we therefore come into your presence boldly, boldly, without fear. We come into your throne room because you've extended an invitation for us to come. You always want to be close to us. We desire to be close to you as well. So we come today. As we come, we ask that you would forgive us for our failures, our weaknesses, our misgivings, our missing the mark, our trespasses, our iniquities, our transgressions. We ask you to forgive us through Jesus Christ. And we also ask for your cleansing, because we want to come in to the holiest place and commune with you on this day. We stand on the word of God. We stand by the power and authority that's given to us through Christ Jesus. Let his righteousness enrobe and cover us as we stand in your very presence on this day. We thank you and bless your name. Thank you for all those that are dialed in with us right now. Bless them in a special way. Continue to raise them up as your representatives in the earth, as you work diligently to draw the nations to yourself, to bring forth in manifestation your promises. And we pray that in our generation, in our lifetimes, that we will see many of your promises fulfilled concerning your purposes for the nations and for this earth. So we thank you for the voice that you've given to us, the range and domain that you've submitted to us for us to rule in and rule over for the glory of Christ Jesus. We thank you even now. Amen and amen. Well, praise the Lord. Once again, for those of you who are just may have joined us, thank you and welcome to our program today. I'm opening up your lines so that we can hear each other. And I trust that you have a prayer request or a praise report, one or the other. And but today we're looking to stand, continue to stand in the face of the adversary. Stand in the place that God has given to us. To stand. Well, your lines are open. Do you have a praise report? Do you have a prayer
request?
Good morning. Come on in. Yes, good morning. Can you hear me?
We can
hear you clearly.
Amen. My name is Deanna.
Okay, Deanna.
I just want to give honor and praise to God who's in charge of my life today. And I want to thank the Lord for keeping me on a straight and narrow path, giving me strength to be stronger and stronger every day. My body, my mind, and my spirit grow stronger and near the Lord every day. I want to thank the Lord for bringing my children and my family closer and the unification that's coming among us. And
once again,
Pastor, I want to thank you for wonderful teachings. You truly are a man of God, and I believe that. And I pray that God continue to enlarge your territory so you may enlarge mine, and God may enlarge all of ours. And,
praise God.
Amen.
He gets the glory. Believe me, he gets the glory. I'm awed at what he's doing, and thank you for your call. A praise report. That's a good report. God is concerned about families, and you said that he's you're praising him for what he's doing in your family. And when we see the smallest, tiniest movement in the right direction, we're to give praise, and God will continue to add and give the increase. Does anyone have another praise report or a prayer request?
Good morning. Praise the Lord.
Good.
I just want to thank God for this day that he has made. I want to thank him for seeing us through the night and bringing us to see the morning light. I have a prayer request for my daughter, Kellyanne, and her husband, Marlon. They are seeking to purchase a house, and they have one that they are bidding on. I'm just asking for God guidance that if this is the house that he wants them to buy, that everything will go through the mortgage company, everything will go through the bank, everything will go through, and that God will guide them and lead them in the right direction in purchasing this house.
Praise God. Praise God. Well, when we turn to the Lord for guidance like that, he is able and willing and ready to help. He just wants us to ask. So let's take that request right before the throne of God. Let's believe God that they will have the guidance that they need, and they would be open to it and hear it. And no matter what the negotiations produce, that they will trust God that he is guiding. If a door closes, well, it's a door that's saying, don't enter. God will open another door. Okay. I ask your patience. We do have some background noise coming in, and sooner or later I'll discover what line is coming in, and I'll be able to close that line. And I think I just did. So it's not our intention to close off anybody's line, but if there's background noise, because this program is being recorded, and it's also going out to the ends of the earth. Literally, that's not a brag or anything. You're on the internet, you know. And it's a highway that crosses the entire earth. So we want clarity. There are people that are depending on this broadcast for their daily devotions and whatever, you know, teaching, whatever. In fact, we're getting feedback about all of that. Wonderful feedback. And this program is reaching to distant places. I'm getting responses from South Africa, the West Indies, in Africa itself, Ghana, you know, just to name a few places. So I'm just saying, you know, it's important what we're doing. This is more than a prayer line. This is a prayer cast or a broadcast, if you will. So it's a prayer line and more. So I just wanted to sensitize you to that. Okay, we're going to pray for Kellyanne and Malin as they seek to purchase a home for their family. And we know that that could be stressful in many ways. So God wants each of us to have shelter. So it's not something that we're asking amiss. It's something that's needed. Father, we lift up the efforts of Kellyanne and Malin as they seek to purchase a home. And Father, we know the marketplace can be dense, it can be full of deceptions, it can be full of distractions. And we pray, O God, that you would give them clear sight, that they would be able to see and discern the path that they should go. You would guide them, you would lead them to the right persons who would be able to assist them for your name's sake and your glory. They would be able to achieve the objective of owning a home, a place that they will enjoy, a place that you will begin to reign in and from in whatever community that they are located. Bless them in their efforts. Strengthen them. Cause them to look upwards to you and thank you and call upon your name. Bless them mightily, even as they go forth boldly to look for a place to call their own. Provide for them as you have. We thank you for providing what they need in order to purchase a home. And Father, we're expecting a great testimony. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Amen. Praise the name
Amen.
Of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Okay, for those of you who have joined us early, later, you know, you weren't there at the beginning, and I made some comments. Our theme today is overcoming the pushback of the enemy, or overcoming the enemy's pushback. And what I stated was, in brief, that once you have attained a victory, one has to be careful, because the enemy then wants to push back. And the pushback is often violent, meaning the enemy wants to do damage, steal, kill, or destroy.
Amen. Amen.
That's the war we're in. That's the war we're in. And I had said earlier, I promised I was going to share something with you. On yesterday, in our service, we had someone, a visitor. And this visitor, I'm told, I didn't speak to this person personally. I plan to, eventually. But this visitor, I saw the visitor when they entered. And I saw their stride, and I noticed that, you know, they wanted to be there. That's why they were there. But it turns out that this visitor belongs to another church. I mean, they're a believer. And they had an issue. And the issue that they were having was that they are not hearing the teaching or the preaching declaring the fact that we're in a war. And obviously they must be feeling the pull and the effects of that, and have a sense that we're in a war, but they're not hearing it. It's as if you know, we are on a kind of a salvation cruise. And I've seen that. And many congregations, that's the mode they're in. You know, we're just, you know, sampling God and His goodness. And, you know, we come every Sunday or we get together whenever and we sample God. We're not really participating with Him and in Him. So this person is searching. And this person, I don't know how they got to our church, but they came. And they said they were so pleased to hear someone saying that we were in a war, because that's what they heard at our church on yesterday. Do you see what God is doing? We're sounding the right word at the right time in the right season for all of the right reasons. And I can tell you that we are in a war. And this is not to say that we don't have joy. We have joy because joy is a fruit of the Spirit of God. It's not something that comes from ourselves. We have peace because peace is one of the fruit of the Spirit of God. So we have patience. That's another fruit of the Spirit. So we have all of those. But the reason we have those so that our spirits can be quiet, we can see and see through. We can learn and we can discern. Pardon my rapping there for a minute. But it's true, you know. So that's a very confirming word from someone who didn't even know us, that came to visit our church and said, they're looking for a place that understands what is going on, because they're feeling it in their spirit, and where they are, everybody's in kind of like a spiritual coma.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're awake, thank God. Thank God He gets the praise and He gets the glory. We're awake. We know what time it is.
Yes.
And that's why I'm teaching the things that we're teaching and saying what we're saying. Because it's a war. And if you're in a war, everyone is in the war. Whether you're a believer
right.
or not, everyone
That's
is
right.
in the war. And there's nothing
in the
worse
trenches.
Than being in a fight and in a war and you have no clue.
That's right.
There's nothing worse than that. Amen. Because if you're aware, then you're more likely to resist. As we're told in the scripture, it says, resist the devil and he'll flee from you. We are asked to resist. Paul says we're wrestling. That's close and full combat. Paul says that we should stand. We're to be able to resist and stand our ground. And that's what we're doing. I want to pray. I want us to take a stand right now. I want us to pray concerning any aggression coming from the enemy, any pushback, any attempts of the enemy to penetrate our consciousness, any curses that would come to distract the mind. Any behavioral perversion or blasphemies, enchantments, let us take a stand right now because we're in a war. Father, we ask you, Lord, through your Son, Christ Jesus, to break and to destroy any pushback, any aggression, any attempts of the enemy to penetrate. Any words spoken that are curses designed by the adversary to destroy our minds. We stand against any behaviors that are perverted, any blasphemies, any enchantments, any incantations, any sorceries. any communication with dark spirits,
Jesus.
Any confirmation,
Jesus,
any
hallelujah,
any curses affecting our personal households, our
yes,
church
Jesus.
Households, curses associated with utterances, curses from any
yes,
demonic avenues that have opened, curses from generational lines coming down from both the father and the mother's family lines,
Jesus.
curses from wherever.
Yes,
deceptions
Lord.
Of all types.
Jesus.
Demonic
Hallelujah.
Attack. Demonic
Hallelujah.
Condemnation. Covenant.
Hallelujah.
Depression.
Jesus.
Destruction of
oh,
all
countries.
Destruction of finance. Destruction of marriage. Destruction
Jesus.
Of family. Destruction
Jesus.
Of the body, distractions that dull the mind,
yeah.
dysfunctionality, adverse effects, yeah. side effects, and stings, tentacles, impediments, every idle word spoken contrary to your plan and your original plans, Father, and purposes, evil allegiances, evil cords, poison, demonic condemnation, contracts, evil devices, forces and powers, hindrances, imagination, evil influences that are being passed down socially, emotionally, psychologically, spiritually. Whether it's inherited or coming through
yes,
other channels.
Jesus.
We come against all of these evil interplays and manifestations, wrong
Jesus.
Perceptions, thoughts concerning us, our
Jesus.
Families, our
yes,
ministry.
Lord.
Which we are to accomplish. We stand against the evil principalities, evil spirits that follow, evil strongholds, wishes,
Jesus.
False anointing,
hallelujah,
implementation.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Hi, thank you, Jesus.
Familiar perversions, futility of the mind, aimed between satanic and demonic spirits, ill-spoken words, ill wishes, interaction with darkness, lies, manipulation, mind control, negative feelings, and all its neutralizing effects, bad habits, all of the nullifying effects of wrong words and of the enemy, occult ties, oppression, fate, speech, thoughts, plans, poverty, powers and rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places, proclivities and captivities that are contrary and do oppose or hinder your purposes, dear Father, or hinder your will and destiny for our lives. So we thank you, Lord, today.
Yes, Lord.
Victory. For the victory that you have. And
thank
we
you,
possess
Lord.
It and secure it.
Oh,
we break every
Jesus.
Covenant with darkness.
Yes,
every spirit
Lord.
On hardships.
Jesus.
On depression. On godly
Jesus.
Soul ties. Unjust soul bonds. Unjust soul ties. on just tithes, on just righteous agreements.
Jesus.
Righteous agreements that have been entered into. We destroy the works of the devil. The witchcraft spell, the demonic spells, the evil spells, the satanic spells, and the works of the devil. Wrong and early traditional religious thinking. Wrong mindset and thinking patterns. Now, Father, we ask that you release through Christ Jesus the fullness of your Holy Spirit to flood the places vacated by the darkness.
Yes, Lord.
Darkness, whether it was in our minds, our body, or soul, and all of the people's minds and bodies and souls. Fill us with your perfect love, joy, peace, truth, power, charity, humility, forgiveness, gratefulness, goodness, kindness, wholeness, wellness, health, trust, self-control, a good self-image, discipline, obedience, a sound mind, prosperity, acceptance of ourselves and others. Free us from all fear, guilt, shame, and all addictions. Fill us to overflow the light of life that is in you. In the name of Christ Jesus, thank you that you are awakening our sleeping spirits and bringing us into the light. Thank you, Lord, that you will ransom us by the renewing, rather you will transform us by the renewing of our minds. We thank you that you will continue the work that you have begun, and that you will pour out your Spirit on us and reveal your word to us. You will give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation. So we thank you, Lord, that your angels,
Jesus,
giving them charge over us. All.
Thank you, Jesus.
Our ways. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord. That's
praise your name, Mom.
Encompassing prayer. Design.
Yes, Lord.
Calls us to stand.
Thank you,
to Jesus. Stand in the face,
yes, Lord,
of every
in your name,
life,
Lord.
Every
hallelujah.
Life. Will we have crises? Yes. Will
hallelujah.
We have trials? Yes. But we will come
hallelujah.
To them all
Jesus.
Victoriously.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes. In
thank
better
you,
shape.
Lord. Thank than you, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank
victory
you, Lord.
Hello.
Oh, glory to your name.
Victory.
We thank
so
you for the victory, Lord.
Come.
We thank you that we are overcomers, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for the victory. Hallelujah.
Praise
hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
glory to your name. Hallelujah.
Our time is winding up. We just have.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Literally,
praise the Lord.
Minutes.
Bless your name.
If you have a prayer request, now is the time.
Magnify your name,
here
Jesus.
Us, so that we
praise
can.
Praise the Lord this morning. Praise
the Lord, I'm worthy to be praised.
This morning, I would like to.
Yes, we're listening. We're hearing.
Good morning. I would like to just exhort the saints that are listening to be very mindful of what Pastor Gregory just blessed us with, that knowledge.
Yes.
Because I have personally witnessed someone that I know very dear to me after coming through a consecration, the attack of the enemy that has affected their lives for a very long time afterwards. So don't think that it cannot happen to you, because it can, because that is what the enemy is seeking to do. So please take heed and be on guard. Stay in prayer so that they would be able to stand. Stay in the word in the name of Jesus, so that you would be able to stand against what the enemy is about, because he is going to do it. So please, saints, take heed.
Take heed.
My prayer in Jesus' name.
Thank you for that exhortation. If the enemy attacks because you had a victory, the thing Paul is saying in the 6th chapter, the 13th verse, about having done all to stand firmly in your place. In other words, keep doing what you've been doing. Yeah. You don't retreat. You keep doing what you've been doing. Because obviously, you're getting a response and the attention of the adversary. That means you're on the right track. You got your finger on the right button. That's what it means. This is war.
That's right.
I cannot overstate that.
Amen.
I cannot overstate that.
Amen.
And you have to take each day, certainly beginning it with prayer, personal and corporate prayer, like you're doing. And you're assured the victory, because that's how Jesus did it. It says he got up early in the morning before dark, before it was light, while it was still dark. It's still dark out. We're, at least in our region, we're speaking from where we are.
Yes.
We're in the northeastern section of the United States. Right now it's dark, you know. And, we're following the Lord. That's what we're doing. He says he got up before, or rather, while it was still dark. There's no better way to join the day than to join together. We are the body. Amen. Hallelujah.
Well, amen.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord.
We bless you. We love you with the love of the Lord. And may you have an awesome day today. A day of victory.
Same to you, Pastor. Have a
Amen.
Blessed
Amen. Praise the name of the Lord.
Awesome day, everyone.
Amen.
Thank God for this day and walk in victory.
Yes. Praise the name of the Lord. Let me just treat us to a benediction today. Psalm 19, verse 15. Let the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. May God bless you richly.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Comfort, praise, and glory.